Kevin Markey stands near a cluster of trees in rural Crozet with an eye-catching creature perched on his hand. Puka is a 5-year-old Harris hawk, 2 pounds of brown, white, and rust feathers, beak, bones, talons, and a call that just won't quit.
Because Harris hawks are the only raptors in the world that hunt in gangs, and they live collectively in family groups of 25 or 30, they're very vocal, and they have to call to each other. And, you know, this could be like, come on, guys, let's gather around, let's get going.
Today, Puka will hunt with another bird, Pippin, owned by family friend Andrew King. Both hawks are tethered to their masters, with tiny bells attached to their legs, making it easier to track them once they're released.
Here they go.
The birds perch in a nearby tree.
Now they're going to start doing their work. They're going to start looking for game.
Kevin Markey was 8 when he first watched a falconer work, and he was instantly hooked. He read every book he could find on the subject. Then, as an adult, he and his wife Donna met a falconer who was willing to teach the art of training and hunting with raptors. The couple bought Puka from a breeder in Louisiana.
It took about 6 weeks to get her used to me and jumping to my fist and then flying to my fist. She was tethered at the time, and so she flew back and forth to my fist in the yard, and then I took her out in the trees and let her go. And the first day, your heart pounds like crazy, and you get them back, and then you give them a big reward for coming back that first time. But they are completely free-flying after that.
Puka is about to prove that point. She swooped down and attacked the fuzzy windscreen on my microphone, digging her talons in and exploring it with her beak. Eventually, Kevin persuaded Puka to surrender her electronic catch, and Donna said the birds do sometimes get confused.
Yesterday, in fact, we were hunting in an area where there were some bicycle trails and a bicyclist rode by, and they went after the bicyclist. We also had a lady with a feathered hat one time, and they went after her hat.
The cyclists and the lady with the hat were not injured, but if you're going hunting with hawks, Donna says, leave furs, feathers, and fuzzy microphone covers at home. Now back to the business of the day.
Come on, Pooh! Puka! Ho, ho, ho.
Human members of the party go rustling through woodland brush, hoping to flush out a rabbit or some other small creature.
Squirrel! Back here toward me! He's on it! On the ground!
Kevin moves quickly to dispatch the prey.
I don't want the squirrel or the rabbit to suffer. And the second reason is I don't want them to bite my birds. And squirrels can bite. Puka was bitten today. I might have to go home and do some first aid on her. It wasn't a bad bite, but it was a bite.
Most of the kill is fed to the birds now or put into the freezer for meals during the off-season from April through December. Kevin and Donna have an occasional rabbit dinner themselves, but for them it's not about the food.
What appeals to me is the time we spend outside and the time we spend together and the fact that we get to be a part of the circle of life.
I get a front row seat at watching nature and what happens every day anyway.
Kevin is a waterproofing contractor, Donna an oncology nurse. But what really shapes their lives is the birds. This is no hobby, they say, it's a lifestyle, and it's not right for everyone. It takes at least 2 years working with a mentor to get certified, and owning a bird, which can cost thousands of dollars, is a big responsibility.
I've had birds die in my arms. I've had birds fly away. I've had birds severely injured. You know, bad things can happen, but 99% of the time is so great that the few lows you bump into, they're low, and there have been plenty of times that I wanted to quit. But you can't.
He and Donna feel a spiritual calling to this ancient form of hunting, which could date back to Mesopotamia, 2,000 years before Christ. And they're not alone. Kevin estimates there are about 4,000 falconers nationwide, with about 40 here in Virginia.
Come on! Come on!
I'm Sandy Houseman.